when the swallows come back to Capistrano.
According to the Catholic Church calendar, March 19th is the feast day of St. Joseph. It also happens to mark the day when swallows traditionally returned to the mission at San Juan Capistrano. The mission, founded in 1776 by Spanish Catholics of the Franciscan Order, has had a fascinating history. It's hard to say when people first associated the mission with cliff swallows, but a play by John Stephen McRorty, titled The Mission Play, written in 1911, ends, quote, "Amid the broken and deserted walls of Mission San Juan Capistrano, the mission of the swallow," end quote. The cliff swallows may have started nesting on the structure as soon as it was built. According to legend, the birds first started nesting there when an irate innkeeper outside the mission began destroying their mud nests. But the swallows were almost certainly attracted to the structure anyway, because the mission walls conspicuously rose above the landscape, and its location near two rivers made it an ideal location for obtaining both the mud necessary for building their little adobe nests and a constant supply of the insects for feeding adults and their young. The walls also provided protection against the elements. In 1915, an article in Overland Monthly, a California magazine, told the story of the birds' annual habit of nesting beneath the mission's eaves and archways, and made the swallows the signature icon of the mission. On March 13, 1939, 6 days before St. Joseph's feast day, a popular radio program was broadcast live from the mission grounds announcing the swallows' arrival. Composer Leon Renee was so inspired by the event that he wrote the song When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, which became a hit released by many popular singers. During all the time that the swallows were nesting at the mission, they certainly never thought about St. Joseph, nor about returning specifically on his feast day. But bird migration does have natural rhythms, and the birds almost certainly tended to return by about March 19th, as long as people could carefully avert their eyes to avoid noticing them before that date, they could count on the swallows' return on St. Joseph's feast day. There's something so deeply pleasurable in counting on the rhythms of nature that people all over the country loved hearing about the swallows' annual return. As Rachel Carson wrote, there is symbolic as well as actual beauty in the migration of birds. There is something infinitely healing in the repeated refrains of nature, the assurance that dawn comes after the night and spring after the winter. By the 1980s, the numbers of swallows returning were diminishing. Now, few, if any, swallows return to the mission each year. Much of the loss is due to increased development. Optimists claim that now there are many more structures for the birds to be using. But the truth is, cliff swallows are declining significantly throughout California. Pollution and overuse of the limited water resources have destroyed populations of mayflies and other valuable insects essential for fueling swallow migration and feeding swallow families during the breeding season. It mystifies me how people who treasure our nation's human history and traditions don't seem to see how much we lose in terms of human values as well as natural ones when our most beloved species decline. We learn as children that people eventually die. Buildings and businesses and whole cultures and civilizations eventually fall apart. But the one thing we can count on, the one thing that gives us our very concept of permanence and forever, is nature. Watching the skies for swallows may be, at heart, romantic silliness, but our trust in the future is fundamentally compromised when we sell out the permanence of nature's rhythms for quarterly returns on our 401ks. I hope we figure that out before our society crumbles like the mission's walls. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.